So you get out of the military after 4 years?
3 years.
3 years in the military?
Mm-hmm. I worked for Manicky Kinsey Printing Company, and they did business forms primarily. They did the whole business printing thing, but it was mostly special deals because they had technology at that time that you'd enter information and come down and stamp. It did all your accounting, not as a computer, but just it would hit certain things when you put in that information that became the accounting base. That was a hot deal for a while. And
what was your role there?
I was a salesman.
Outside salesman to promote this throughout the area beyond Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And then you're probably married by that time? And
I was married, yeah, because I had a kid. And I had 2 kids by then.
Now, you graduated from OU with a degree in what?
Business.
Okay.
Marketing.
Did you do that by chance, by design, business? Did you have a seed planted?
I was going to be an engineer. Always going to be an engineer. There was a guy that lived next door to us who was like 6-7 years older, and he was my hero, and he was always real nice to me. And he was a Navy pilot in World War II, and he came out, and he was going to go to Oklahoma A&M and be an engineer and be a Sigma Nu. And I was going to go to Oklahoma A&M and be an engineer, and I was good in math. And I was in the elite kind of math class at Central High School, which was hard as heck. And about the middle of my senior year, I figured out that I was the dumbest kid in this class as far as being an engineer was concerned. And I thought, well, you shouldn't be doing that. So I took a test, you know, one of the psychological tests, and it said you ought to be in sales. Well, Oklahoma A&M, the only kind of business class they had were ag business. They didn't even have business. So I went to OU.
Oklahoma A&M then became OSU.
Sure.
So then that made sense then.
So as default, I became a businessman.
Was there a seed planted by your father?
Sure. Oh, sure. Because my dad was, he ran tank cars on the side. Bell Oil and Gas let him run tank cars in their service. And during the Depression, when tank cars were going for scrap, he bought them and got them rehabbed and so forth and began to run tank cars, and he still worked for Bell Oil and Gas. And it was no big deal for them because you had to pay the railroad companies for the mileage. So he built that, and then he built a business in St. Louis with a friend of his and ran tank cars out of there. When he passed away, and he passed away just before the first Quick Trip opened, and he loaned me the $5,000 it took to get in, which is worth about $80,000 or $90,000 now. I mean, when you say $5,000, that seems like nothing, but because he was an entrepreneur.
And he probably told you...
Sure, growing up, he said, if you want to make any real money, you need to be in business for yourself. And I always... From junior high school on, I wanted to be in business for myself. And you're never really in business for yourself. You're in business for a whole lot of people. But that's what I wanted. And being in the Air Force at Bartlesville and having all these neighbors who worked for the 2 oil companies that were there and always got transferred and were always, you know, I thought, man, I'm going to be in business for myself. But I didn't know anything, and I didn't have any money, so...
And you didn't know what business it was going to be?
Heck no.